Here's a new version of a classic R&B tune.
No matter who you are, no matter where you go, in life, you gonna need somebody to stand by you.
That's Roger Ridley singing on the streets of Santa Monica, California, as he had done more or less anonymously for years, until a video of the song Stand By Me went viral on YouTube. This version begins with Roger Ridley and then mixes in nearly 40 other musicians. They all perform separately in different countries. Producer Mark Johnson got the idea a few years ago and then traveled across four continents recording and filming, leading to a collection of 10 songs called Playing for Change, Songs Around the World. He joined us in our studios here in Culver City, NPR West. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You know, Roger Ridley, I have watched him many times because he performs only several blocks from where I live.
Right.
At least at the beginning of the video, you see you piecing together what is a very mobile studio. It looks like just a couple of mics,
yeah.
Tape recorder.
Right. So I was walking in the streets in Santa Monica, California. Maybe I was three blocks away and I heard Roger's voice. It was so powerful. So I ran over to watch the performance. He was singing Stand By Me. And then I approached him after his performance and I said, hey, if I come back in an hour with some recording equipment and cameras, I'd love to record you, film you, add musicians around the world to it. And, you know, he looked at me really funny, sort of thought I was crazy. But he said, okay, if you come back, we'll do it.
Why don't we play a little more of that as it progresses? You'll start hearing different instruments and different voices.
When the night has come. And the land is gone.
We're also hearing the voice of Grandpa Elliot.
Yeah. He is a sort of a staple on the streets in New Orleans. He's been playing on the streets since he was 6 years old. You know, in New Orleans, it's interesting because a lot of the best musicians play on the streets. And so Grandpa is known by everybody in New Orleans as just one of the greatest musicians and sort of an icon of New Orleans music.
Hi, you've moved to South Africa.
Yeah, there's the Zulu choir. We thought they were going to actually sing in English. And then when we got there, they had rehearsed everything in Zulu. We thought, okay, well, that's a much better idea.
And at any moment, this changes. And you hear new instruments, you hear new voices. I thought maybe when I first saw this on YouTube that you had cut it all together.
Right.
But is there any point at which these musicians hear each other?
Yes, it would start with Roger. Then I would go to New Orleans and put headphones on Grandpa. And he would hear Roger singing and playing, and he would play along. Then I would go to the Zuni Indian Reservation out in the desert, put headphones on 10 Indians around a drum, and they would hear Roger and Grandpa together.
And that was the Twin Eagle drum group. And
right.
I do remember that it looked like one of the leaders who was standing there with headphones.
Right.
So on and on and on through the whole song.
About 37 musicians that never met around the world.
Yeah, because we've seen musicians brought together from around the world. This is really people not coming together physically, but coming together literally through the music.
And also all outside in places that inspired them.
Was there any one of these that were just particularly difficult to either get at, you know, record in? I sometimes thought some of those straight up and down street ones, you would have people crowding around that would wreck what you were trying to do.
Well, you know, for a while I was using golf cart batteries or car batteries to power the equipment. So some of the problems came when we would get to the Himalayan mountains and we would bring a car battery that we thought was charged up to the Himalayan mountains, get up there and realize that it wasn't. So there were some difficulties like that, or all the wind, wind storms. But at the same time, it was all a very natural process.
Bob Marley shows up. The real one and only shows up on one song, War No More Trouble.
Right.
Which is a little bit touching, I must
right.
say.
Until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior.
Bob Marley had performed War No More Trouble at the Rainbow Theater in London. So what we did is recorded our version and filmed our version at the same key and tempo as Bob Marley's performance so that we could add Bob Marley to the track. You know, after we started out with Stand By Me, We realized, you know, it's a really positive song for everybody to sing. But as you start to travel around the world and you go into certain ghettos and certain conflict regions, you realize that things aren't always so great everywhere. And we were in Soweto, South Africa, when we first started the project. And there were two guys that were watching us. We were recording some music on the streets. And I approached them. I thought they were with our crew, and I brought them an iPod video to show them Stand By Me, where it was at the time. And they look at me funny, and they watch the video, and they get excited, and they give it back. And my friend comes over to me, and he says, you know, just so you know, those were the gangsters. And normally they would
wouldn't give you the iPod
back. Normally they would take your iPod and rob you. But when they saw what you guys are doing, they told me to tell you they've got your back while you're here. So we found that even in dangerous spots, because our intentions were to connect people through music, we were able to be protected and kind of create a family in places that may have otherwise been more difficult.
Which could bring us to the last song on the CD, which is a tune, well, A Change Is Gonna Come.
A Change Is Gonna Come, which was an amazing moment for all of us with Playing for Change. It was the first time that we'd ever brought these musicians together to perform. So they'd all met each other through the videos and had fallen in love with each other, but they'd never met in person. And A Change Is Gonna Come, we had brought Grandpa Elliot and Clarence Becker, they were two of the singers in Stand By Me, together for a performance in New Orleans. And this is a live performance of them on the stage for the first time ever.
Voice of Clarence Becker on A Change Is Gonna Come. Mark Johnson produced Playing for Change, Songs Around the World. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you can see video of several of the musicians performing on that Playing for Change album at our website, npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.